Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey everybody, how are you? This is Jay Matta, and I'm here today to introduce you to Ascended Masters. This is so cool. It's a one-of-a-kind video service directory where you can browse, select, and ascend for the things you're looking for, whether that be courses, products, services, you know, whatever that may be, books. You know, you can actually look and watch a video that's going to describe the products and services that you're looking for. It's very cool. Let me give you an example of how this works. But before I do that, I want to really let you know why we called it Ascended Masters. There's so many awesome people out there that are coming forth. I mean, they are really giving a lot of themselves. They're sacrificing a lot of their lives to really share with us the information that they have been tapped in and tuned in to be able to deliver to us. Yes. So what we've done is we personally feel that they are the embodiment of the ascended masters of our lifetime. They're the new ascended masters. They're the ones that are our ascended masters. They're there to help us in this journey called life. There is nobody that can dispute that things are very different right now. There's nobody that can dispute that, you know, the way we manifest things, whether that be good or bad, it happens so fast. And there's a lot of really amazing spiritual energy. And with the right teachers, with the right programs, with the right direction, you know, we can really harness this regardless of what people think of the outlook in life. We can really harness a lot of these things in our favor right now. Let me show you how the Ascended Masters program works. It's so simple, everybody. Okay, so here you go. This is the homepage right here and featured services. These are some videos that are on here. You can meet the masters. Okay, here's a quick video that describes what it is. Now, here's the categories right here. This is really cool. So you may be looking for a session, a reading, a course, some coaching, products, entertainment, books, conscious business growth. Conscious business growth is a really cool category. And that's for those of you entrepreneurs out there that are looking for resources to help you with your business, whether that be technically, whether that be marketing wise. So there's going to be some great resources right there for you. I do want to go to courses because that's a popular one right now that people are jumping on. But simply click on something like that, courses, right? You're going to see the different course creators that are on here. Okay. We're on here. Maria's on here. Sean's on there. This is a really cool one. Mark Atwood did. Simply all you got to do is click on the video below and watch a very brief video of that person that describes what it is they've created, how it's going to benefit you, what your results that they think is going to be like, and where you can go ahead and get it, right? So it's really awesome. We've cut down all the stuff for you. So if you're ready in that place in your life and you say, hey, I need something, I need to be able to have a breakthrough in my life, I need someone to handhold me, then click on one of these videos there. This takes so much of that research out of the way for you. It's incredible. So within 5 to 7 minutes, you're gonna click on a video and you're gonna find out if that video is for you. Okay, you're going to find out if you connect with that person. You're going to find out, does this person fit into my plans? Am I part of their soul tribe? Are they going to help me in my journey called life? And you'll know that very quickly by visiting ascendedmasters.store. So enjoy the site, everybody. It's super cool. There's going to be a lot more videos that we're going to be adding on. You're literally going to see them happen daily. Okay, so ascendedmasters.store. Enjoy it. Please share it. Thank you very much. And also, too, if you would like to become an Ascended Master, a part of the program here, and have your products or services listed, just simply click on the link below, or you can email us in the description below for more information. Much love. Thank you very much. And we will see you all next time. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. And as always, we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. Our soul sister here with us today, Cornelia Stephanie. You're absolutely going to love her. So, you know, you conscious business people out there, this is one you definitely want to stay dialed in on too, because Cornelia is out there. She's fighting a good fight and she absolutely sets an incredible example for those of you who are in business and from a conscious point of view. And so, you know, you're about to hear what she has to say here in just a second. Thank you, everybody, for staying connected with us. Thank you for subscribing to us. Thank you for, you know, being a member of Spiritually Raw Live. And remember, if you're not already, get 3 days free on us. And that's where you get to see everything completely uncensored. The Telegram links will be in the description below also. So,
and thank you so much for checking out the Ascended Masters store. we all appreciate it, and the Ascended Masters certainly do. If you could please just take one quick second, hit the like button, the subscribe button, and the notification bell, and we surely would appreciate if you would share the video. Thank you so much.
So let's manifest money for everybody, right?
I love that idea.
There she is.
Let's get moving. All right, Cornelia Stephanie, she's a philanthropist, influencer, co-creator of Heaven on Earth. She founded the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, a visionary, spiritual mentor, teacher, community builder, author, podcaster, public speaker, and so much more. And this is a very, very busy lady. Cornelia is a gifted intuitive energy guide, pioneering the land of the new. Cornelia's work is about building universal wholeness for the planet. She's passionate about humanity's sovereignty, about maintaining authority over one's own life. She is the author of Peace, The Flip Side to Anger. She travels the world modeling and speaking about peace as an inside job. That does not sound like such a bad gig, I have to tell you.
Welcome, Cornelia. Thanks for your energy with us today, and thanks for your service, what you're doing for people, and really helping get some light on what they're trying to do. It's important to get to know the messenger. So let's start there, if we could. Your ascension journey, you know, when was that a transition for you? Has it been one of those things that's always like you've been aware of it, or when did that really kind of start for you?
It started when I moved to Washington State from California, because I lived in California. And I moved here in 2002, in November of 2002. So it started then when I started noticing that my heart was opening. So because I had 100 foot wire, my heart was closed. It was, and at first I didn't know that, right? Because when I would land in the emergency room with feeling like I was having a heart attack, unfortunately, Western medicine doctors don't tell us, oh, you're getting ready to open your heart. You're going on the ascension journey and you're opening your heart, because your heart was so closed before because you were so protected. You know, so they didn't tell us that, but that's basically what was happening. So it started then in late 2002. And then in late 2007 is when my soul, the embodiment of the soul, because all of us that are conscious and are aware, that are about the new earth, that are about being in our sovereignty, being in our divinity, being in our empowerment, all of us that are like that are about soul embodiment and about soul fulfillment, fulfilling what it is that we came here to experience in this incarnation, in this life. But the old life first had to die away and had to be cleansed and released, return back to a neutral state, so that we don't have any charges around, any emotional charges around the old world. So my soul, pretty much in late of 2007, I was still in corporate. I was still in the matrix. I'm not anymore. So, but since that time, that was when the soul started asking me questions, like loud, and like, what does that
say? Like, what would they ask?
Yeah. So the soul was basically asking me, do you want to live like this for the rest of your life? Do you want to live like this for the rest of your life?
Because is this while you were in the corporate world?
Pardon?
You felt totally involved in the corporate world?
I was so involved. I was so involved in the corporate world. I was doing very well. I was
Were you happy with it? Were you happy with the way things were going? Or were you starting to feel like, I'm kind of getting sick of this?
I felt like a slave.
You felt like a slave.
I felt like a slave. And that was the energy. So basically, because you know, you guys know what you know now today, and you know that on this planet, because we can go all the way there too, on this planet, how this planet had been taken over and had been taken over, humanity had been, hijacked in so many ways, in so many systems, in so many, places, that I felt like a slave. And now it was like the soul wanted to be free. The soul asked me, because we always get asked, don't we? Because we have free will. We always get asked, what do you want? What do you want? What is it that you want? What is it that you want to experience, right?
I want to interject if I can, yes, right there, because you dropped a bunch of bombs.
I know.
It's got, like, yeah, like, all right, like 9,000 questions, one. Right? So the soul asked me. Okay, so let's get there if we can for a second. So when you say the soul asked you, so you were you at that point in time, now that you're looking at it in hindsight, I guess, but at that point in time, were you realizing the soul was asking me, or did you think it's like, what the hell is these voices in my head? You know,
actually, I didn't even identify what it was, but it was just like, I already had a relationship with God, with Source. I already had that. I had that. That was already clear. And that's a whole nother story. So I had that. And, but now there was another voice. So I didn't, at the time, I didn't say, oh, it's the soul. I didn't say that, but there was the voice, mm-hmm, that was asking me, the guidance, you know, that was asking me, do you want to live like this for the rest of your life? Later on, you know, that's when I identified it was the soul. The more I started going, and that didn't take long. It took like about a year and a half of all of a sudden I was on the ascension track. All of a sudden I'm on the ascension track where, you know, I was in corporate. I was ready for a promotion, top five in the district, you know, running, bringing, you know, massive income for retailer, you know, it was a lot of accolades that I was experiencing, up for a promotion for, you know, district manager, top. But I felt like I was in a hamster wheel chasing the dragon, and I was, I was living beyond my means, where basically, you know, you would get the good money coming in, you have a house that you're in debt over, and you're chasing to try to keep up with it all, right? And then that was the thing. I had no passion. I had no life. I had no core values. I didn't even know what core values were. I had no outlook. It was always about work. And working to stay, keep on top of that. And so then it became unsustainable, right? Because that's when it was like, are you wanting to live like this for the rest of your life? Because you can, you can stay here and you can continue doing that. But then it was like, no, I don't. And then it was during the holiday season of that time, and I purchased two books online. One by Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. And one by one called The Passion Test by Janet Atwood and Chris Atwood, because I was looking, the soul was looking for passion. Mm-hmm. No passion. I felt like a slave. I was a robot. Mm-hmm. And You Can Heal Your Life. And I was about that. How do I do that? That was a
turning point for you.
That was a turning point. And then I bought those books. And then 3 months later, I gave notice. Cashed in all my stocks and all my retirement and everything, all the everything, and then completely changed trajectories. And then all of a sudden now I'm a passion test facilitator. I'm a law of attraction coach. And now I'm going to be a motivational speaker traveling the world.
You know, I wanted people to meet you, because I had the privilege to get to talk to you off air. We've been interviewed on your show, and thanks for that. Mm-hmm. And, but I wanted people to really get your vibe on there, because people, the way you actually capture the source energy of how you do it and you work with it, and you don't take anything for an answer. You're like, this is my divine right. And that is your energy I get from you. And that's an energy that really should be infectious on people, in a good way, I mean. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted people to really get that. So thanks for bringing that to the table.
Yeah, I do have a couple questions, because what you just said, so many people are feeling that way. They feel like they are living in a trap. They're living the hamster wheel, you know, the robot. You get up, you go to work, you come home, you do the laundry, you get up, and you can't. They're mechanical. Mechanical. And they feel like they can't get out of it. But they're having some heartstrings being pulled. Yeah. But there's that fear. So what suggestions would you have for people to help make that transition? Because what you did is a massive transition.
Yeah.
From to the point of corporate, you sold all the stocks. I mean, you were like 3 months, I made up my mind. What can you help other people take that?
And before you answer that, I want to tag onto that so you can elaborate on that. So we've done it. You've obviously have done it, where we jumped in both feet head first all the way through, right? Is that the way from your opinion, one needs to do it? Do they need to just
well, I'm in, or, you know, does it work one foot in, or can it work 1 foot in, 1 foot out? You know what I mean? Like, I got 1 foot in the overall, but I'm going to be here just a safety net, or do you just got to go, you know?
Well, I think that's individual. I think it comes down to the individual, and I'm always going to be the person that's going to ask you to go within. And I'm going to ask you the question, then the person, what do you recommend? What do you feel you would like to do? You know you want to make changes. Mm-hmm. What's the best way? And let's strategize that. Because what worked for me may not work for you. And I'm one of those very unique individuals. I have a lot of, because of my upbringing and where I came from and what I've experienced, the trauma and the intense trauma and all the things that I've experienced. A lot of people didn't, not in this life. One person to experience as much trauma and to overcome the things that I've overcome, most people, they have to live many lives in order to experience all that. It's a miracle that I'm sitting here, and I know that it is. And so I'm very grateful. So I think it's an individual thing, that when the question becomes like, you know that you're not happy where you are. And wherever you are, if you're not happy in the corporate and you want to make changes, what has always been the dream? What is it that you've always felt like called to do? For me, I had to look back like, yeah, people always told me that I'm a motivational speaker and that I motivate people and I inspire people. And I thought, well, now is the time to be that and do that. So when I gave notice to my boss, you know, I gave them like a 2-month notice because I knew that they weren't going to be able to find somebody very quickly to take my place. I knew it's going to take a little bit of time. My boss told me, he said, Cornelia, what you're doing, what you're getting ready to do, I would never have the courage to do it. And I said, because you've been brainwashed and you've been in here for too long.
Right.
And if I stay any longer, I'm going to be like you.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's what I said. If I stay any longer, I'm going to be like you. And that's why I can't do it, because the soul said,
mm-hmm.
Well, at the time it wasn't the soul, but the question was, do you want to live like this for the rest of your life? When that question came, it was like so clear, like, do you want to live like this for the rest of your life? It was deep. It was like God's call. It was source's call. It was all of that. It was everything, you know, because it was a powerful question.
What do you think people got to do to be able to, okay, so you were in your corporate job and you got the soul there, but what do you think in today's world is stopping people right now? It may seem like a simple thing, but I'd like to hear from your perspective. What do you think is stopping people from hearing the soul? Ask the questions of them right now. What do you think there is? Or does there seem to be a common theme that you notice or anything of there?
What is it that stops people?
The soul, you know, from listening to the soul or listening to the questions that the soul is trying to ask them.
They're too busy running. They're too busy running. I feel like, they're too busy staying running, doing that thing that they're doing. To like it being in the hamster wheel and running, like running from job to job, you know, doing all the things that you're doing without stepping back and going, wait a minute, what is this? Like, you know, this isn't how life is supposed to be. Like, and then, you know, beginning the journey, like finding out, like it's, you know, it helped me to have Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, right? Because I bought into that belief when I saw it on the book. It said, you can. And it said, you can heal your life. And I go, I can.
That's great.
Right? It's like, that's a belief I want to buy into. So guess what I did? So, you know, when I wrote my book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, how I used my emotions to heal my life and my body and how you can too. Okay, so you see, I took that literally and deliberately and then got to work. But it was also, this was also, and everyone that is coming into this awakening and the great awakening of what we're here to do is here to, they volunteered to come here and do this. You know, all the people that are chasing their dreams are staying in places where they're not happy, whether it's toxic relationships, toxic government, toxic you know, toxic food consumptions, toxic addictions, whatever, anything. And people that, you know what it is. People already know what it is. It's just that they're still giving their power away to outside sources. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, realizing that you came here to be free. You came here to live your best life. You came here to prosper and not hold disease in your body. Dis-ease in your body. You came here for that. But you have to be willing to get off that wheel and retreat and find out what is it that I really want here. Because people have their mortgages, they have their cars, they have all the things that they bought into. That's what I meant by living beyond my means. I had a house payment, $2,400 a month back in the day, was what, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. That was a lot for one person.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot for one person. And to be able to then be willing to, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I said yes to life. I said yes to being free. I said yes to, you know, the adventure, motivational speaking. That was a dream, something that I wanted to realize. And so that's what got me out. And so then I got started becoming a facilitator of the Passion Test, becoming a facilitator of Law of Attraction, because I figured that if I'm thinking positive and I've got passion, passion and positive thinking, you know, go hand in hand. And I thought that would be it. And I was wrong. That was during the time when The Secret came out. Mm-hmm. And you remember when The Secret came out, it was like, right, all about Law of Attraction, positive thinking,
everywhere,
and all these things. But they left one piece out. The Secret didn't tell us this. And that was where, and I was pissed off after a while about, like, why didn't The Secret tell us this part? Well, that was my part to find out. So what happened was, the soul again started talking when I was doing the workshops and I was setting up the Law of Attraction things and having Law of Attraction clients and helping with that. But inside, I never felt how the positive thinking didn't have the feeling that went with it. I didn't have the emotion that went with it. The feeling wasn't there. So I could think positive, but I felt like shit.
It's the emotional body, it has to fit, you know.
I think that's such a massive disconnect with so many people. It's so easy 100%. To say one thing, but yet you're not taking care of your health, you're talking about not having enough money in your bank account, but yet you know one to create the Law of Attraction. So that is a huge factor.
That was a big piece for me, because then when the soul said again, because I'm like, you know, I'm going, I'm doing everything right. I'm thinking positive. I got passion. I believe in healing my life. Why do I feel like shit? What is this about? Right. So then the soul said, I want my own. And at the time, I really didn't know what it meant. But basically, you know, like I was out there talking about the Law of Attraction, Abraham and, you know, Abraham Hicks and all of that. You know, I was talking about other people's work. I was talking about the Passion Test. Definitely. And I was talking about Janet and Chris Atwood. And I'm talking about other people's work. And then the soul said, I want my own. So next thing you know, I said, okay to it. And then I was really plummeted, diving deep into emotional processing. And what does it mean to process emotion? And that's when I found out, wow, okay, through experience, because I'm an experiential teacher, learner. So I have to, the way that I mystically experience my life is that I have to be in it. And then I'll experience it. And then I will be able to tell you about it.
I'm the exact same way.
I love that. I want my own.
Exact same way.
I want my own. I want my own. Like that's very cool on that one. Mm-hmm. Heaven on earth, how you see it, how you describe it. Number one, so let me ask you this first. Are we in an environment that it is heaven on earth, hell on earth kind of thing like this? Or how do you see the planet we live on?
So I'm in heaven on earth. I've been living in heaven on earth now for it. This is a path that has been created. I can identify and know what it means to me because we talked about it before we came on, April, and that's peace is an inside job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Heaven is an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven is an inside job. So it's basically how you think, how you feel, how you act in your daily life. And so the things that I've done over the course of the last decade in on this ascension journey and the what I've created in my own inner being. So basically you could call me a shadow worker. Mm-hmm. And so I would experience all the darkest of the dark. And then I would feel it through my process, it through my emotional, through my body, and release it out. And so that I could clear out any war consciousness, hell consciousness, slavery consciousness, separation consciousness, unworthiness consciousness out of my body and return.
How did you go about doing that? How did you actually clear it out?
Well, we talked about it earlier. The soul said, I want my own. And when that's when I developed the healing modality of emotional processing in 2011. And then I was plummeted deep into that work and ended up having experiences of deep emotional core wounding, the core wounding of being separate from source, the core wounding of being a victim, the core wounding of shame, the core wounding of abandonment, the core wounding, the emotional core wounding of betrayal. Now look at the world today and see how many people are possibly feeling betrayed walking around on this planet, okay? Oh, yeah. But what's on the opposite of betrayal? Because we're also living on a planet of duality. However, in this consciousness where we are today, it is about living beyond duality. That's what this is all about, moving beyond duality. So because we've been playing this game for a long time. And so the thing about it is living the opposite of betrayal is trust.
Mm-hmm. Do you think mm-hmm. that it's every soul comes here with and is supposed to, I want my own, have their own, or is it just, it depends on the soul? Do each have a different part, or is there something that a soul needs to have their own something that they need to bring?
Well, I think there's a multifaceted question, you know, with a lot that we could talk about where you could say, I think this, I think this. And then I would like to ask the other soul, the person, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Because really it's about the soul's journey here on this planet. But this planet is a prison planet, was a prison planet. You know, I talked about it in my book in 2014, I published and wrote this book and talked about how this planet is a prison planet. And we
you
are-
You still feel it is now, today, prison planet?
No, I don't look at it because I, you know, releasing and clearing all that, releasing and letting go, grieving. When you said, how did you clear it? Mm-hmm. Freaking, how did you clear it? It's like feeling it, grieving it, grief, deep grief, feeling, mm-hmm. crying, going to the bottom of the ocean, feeling the most nastiest of nastiest stuff, the crimes of humanity, of everything that has been played out here that had to be looked at with full presence, full willingness to love, to feel and see. But it started in here. That's why I say heaven on earth is an inside job, peace on earth. Because I can ask you, April, I can ask you, Jay, what does heaven on earth mean to you? Mm-hmm. And then you're going to say to me what, April? What are you going to say?
Heaven on earth to me is absolute freedom. Freedom being able to wake up when we want, do what we want throughout the day and live our passion, live our dream, live our dharma, live every day in just absolute peace and harmony.
Good. So what about you, Jay?
Oh, I love this exercise. my mind, body, spirit, prosperity connected in harmony. Boom. That's heaven on earth right there.
So see, it's nice when a being such as yourself is able to define what heaven means to them. Because again, heaven is a state of consciousness, as is source, as is God, as is peace, as is harmony. It's a state of consciousness that's met in the experience with your physical body. So if you are coming from a place of peace, if you're coming from a place of heaven, that's why I can tell you, you know, I've been paving this path for myself for a long time with retreats, podcasts, workshops, one-on-one sessions, group sessions, every time intending this is raising the vibration for this. This is what we're doing here. We're connecting unity. We're releasing separation, consciousness, and all of that. The lie that we've been told, all the lies, so many lies, so many lies, so many lies. We have been told about everything. Everything we've been told. This is the part that's so hard. It's hard to know that we've been duped and lied to, and that all the things we thought were true are not true, and that the only truth that we can really rely on is the truth that we experience from our own inner heart, from what we know to be true. And the only way that you can do that is if you have the beginning inner dialogue with yourself and your soul and go, hey, what do you think about this? What do you feel? But if you're angry, peace is the flip side to anger. And if you're angry, then underneath that anger, there is a truth that's waiting to be claimed. So one of the reasons why I wrote the book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, is because Source wanted me to write it. Because I went to Source and I said, why do we have war on this planet today? And that was back in 2014. Why do we have war? Say? Well, it's not a he.
Or would they? It... them, us, I did, or yourself.
I love saying that because, you know, I don't know if, you know, God, Source is light, is androgynous. Yeah. And it's not, but, you know, God could be a woman, April. I mean, for all you and I know, is like, hey, you know, can you imagine if that were really the case? Like, it could be.
Totally. It totally could be.
Totally. So that would be.
Everything's inverted, so why not?
So, and then I was taken into, when I asked that question, because again, I'm an experiential learner. So then I was taken into the experience of why we have war on this planet. And I found out after 6 months of being in horrifying experiences, where all of a sudden now I was taken out of my own peace. I'm in peace. And now all of a sudden I'm like constantly getting pissed off and triggered. I'm constantly getting pissed off. So now I have the experience of now I'm angry. And now I'm really angry. And then why do I have war? So I can't continue on creating the war from the same consciousness that it was created. I have to do something different in the middle of the violence. In the middle of the violence, I have to do something different. So one of the experiences that I had was I had this house and I was renting a room in my house to this guy. And it was a peaceful sanctuary. I had a roommate, she was a massage therapist, and I have my room, you know, it's a big house, and renting out some of the rooms. The guy passed all the background checks and everything. And so we had an agreement, everything was fine. He moved in. One day after he moved in, he came to my house. So my house on earth, my house in this physical body, my house here. He came here and after he moved in one day, the energy in the house changed. And all of a sudden, my roommate came to me and she goes, I'm not feeling comfortable. Mm. And I said to her, I said, actually, you know what? I'm not either. So when I went to this man to tell him that, you know, it's not going to work out. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to move out. He looked down at me because I'm 5'1". He's 6'2". He looked down on me and he looked right down on me and he said, you can't make me.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh my gosh, like your worst nightmare. Then what happened?
Right? So can you imagine? I'm standing there and this guy says, you can't make me. I'm a fireball. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to freaking go off right now. Like there's 1,000 bullets that just went off in my body. Mm-hmm. And I am all of a sudden like flashes, all kinds of flashes are happening. Like the women in the Middle East countries where the Taliban is coming in to rape the women and the children and just, you know, driving, just doing whatever they want. You can't make me. And that you completely feel powerless. Oh. So that was the experience of why do we have war on the planet? You see? So all of a sudden I'm in this experience and like, what am I going to do now? And so I'm looking up at him. And I felt shaking. I'm shaking. Mm-hmm. And I looked up at him and I said, we're going to see about that. And I said that very calmly and very nicely. And then I turned around and walked away. And I went to the back area of my house and I was just like, oh my God, are you freaking kidding me? This, I have a crazy man in my house. Oh my God. And I just completely went insane in my private area, right? Where nobody yeah. could hear me, letting all of that anger out. And then I went to the woods and I got all the anger out. I got all the rage out and I got all the anger out to where I was exhausted. And then I came back home and I sat down in my office desk and I said, okay, now that you've got all the anger out, now what do you want? And I said, I want that son of a bitch out. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. So, because now I'm in my power, because see, now the anger is out.
Right.
Now I'm in my power and I was clear, I want him out. And so then the next day, he's back in the kitchen. I'm in my power. I let my anger out and I walked straight up to him and I go, guess what, Ken? You are gonna need to move. It's exactly how I said it. And I said it with so much strength, so much power. In my throat, in my solar plexus, I said, oh, you are going to need to move, just like that. And you know what? All of a sudden, the bully that was bullying me the day before, that tried to send me into a complete tizzy mm-hmm. in my peaceful sanctuary, now all of a sudden got a piece, met me. I met him and said, no, you're not going to, no, you're moving. Just like that. And guess what? He goes, well, you're going to have to give me all my money back. You're going to have to give me. And I go, yeah, you're going to get it back. Mm-hmm. You're going to move. And then right away, while that happened, I made some calls. I got the locks changed on the doors. I put locks on my roommate's door, on my door, so we're safe. And then on Saturday, he moved out. And after he moved out, I went into my room and I started dancing and singing like a queen. And I'm like, I want my planet back. I want my kingdom back. I want my food back. I want my life back. I want my source back. I want my children back. I want my house back. All of a sudden, this deep, intense passion came through. This download came through of what women have felt like on this planet in violence, being in violence. I was in violence my entire life. So to see that, experience that, and how not to, I could have done so many other things, being a victim. Oh, yeah,
I could have gone a million ways.
But I didn't do it. I claimed my power, and anyone can do
that. Awesome.
Anyone can do it.
So I like how you that's kept awesome. Going back to the, what do you want? Like, what do you want? Like, that, I mean, because I could see, like, when I'm saying it in my right. mind now, I could see how it immediately shifts your thought pattern.
It totally does.
Like, it totally takes you off of that yeah. stuff and brings you back to the present, center. I guess. Center, if you would. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool on that. That in itself is great.
And, it's very grounding.
And good thing you got a psycho out of your house. yeah, really, for real. So I want to ask you this. When you, because a lot of people throw this around, and I'd like to get your interpretation of it, because you mentioned it earlier, too. Prison planet, okay? So if we live on heaven and earth, we're in a prison planet. Number one, who's our keeper?
Yeah.
like who's imprisoning us, right? Number one, and why are we here? What did we do that we're in a prison planet?
Well, you know, I don't think it's anything that we did at all. We came here to assist this planet in raising, you know, the planet is ascending into a higher state of consciousness. From the third dimension to the fifth dimension. That's what's happening here on this planet. But the planet had been overtaken by many forms of, reptilian energies and all kinds of, you know, dark, deep, you know, dark occults and dark, you know, reptilians and Satans and whatever you want to call them, because they're all over the place. And they had a system that was set up in slavery. You know, that was set up, you know, it's all about the systems that were created. So we were born in here. We didn't remember, you know, we didn't remember that this is what this is, but through this learning school, we learned how to claim our power back and how to take our planet back and how to take our kingdom back, how to take our heaven back. Because at this point in time in our evolution, God source is taking the planet back, period. So when, you know, this is how I see it, that this is, that's why a lot of us think about this, and you guys can relate to this. what do we have to do before we could do anything else? We had to look at behind you, spiritually raw. You had to get to your spirituality. And yeah. you had to make a connection yep. with God. And every single light worker, every single person that is conscious, they have a connection with God. They have a connection with Source. They are in the light, and that's who they're working for. So the planet has to be returned back to its original divine blueprint, what God intended, Source intended from the original beginning. For the last 46,000 years, we've been incarnating, whether it's us or other people, but we've been coming here and we have been living everything that we're not. And now at this stage of the time, that this new beginning, this new Aquarian age, this new earth, this new era, we are going to live everything that we are. We're going to live everything that we are. And if you know who you are, you know that's going to be absolutely magnificent. Is it going to take a long time? It's probably going to take a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's probably going to, because we're building. But next year, we're moving into a 22. We're moving into a master builder year next year. And so I really foresee that now that we are in the dominance of the air element of the Aquarian age, that is now going to be dominant for the next 200 years, that the air is dominant. So how are we using our thinking to, you know, move our way forward? Look, our teachers, they taught us how to think. Mm-hmm. We taught them, the next, the rest, the other people, we taught them how to feel, how to think, how to feel. And everybody knows that the most important job, the most important relationship that you have, well, everybody doesn't know that, but this is what it is that is the relationship you have with yourself and your Source and your God. And once that's good and juicy, and once that is feeling really good, and you know how to make yourself feel good, when I say make,
yep.
How are you feeling? Where's your vibe at? How are you feeling? How are you managing those 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts that a human thinks every single day? And then the next day you think those same thoughts again. 80% is repetitive. So are you managing those thoughts as energy managers that you are? Are you managing the thoughts that you're thinking, or what world are you creating? So a lot of people are focusing on the old world and what's falling apart, what's dying, and what's not sustaining. And we're busy over here creating heaven on earth. 5D is here. What is the definition of 5D listed? It's joy, bliss, feeling good. It's prosperity, abundance. Do you spend most of your time in that state of being? If you do, you're living in the 5D. If you're going into fear and doubt, you're stepping over for a moment. You're going back and you're going, oh no, I don't want to live here. I'm going back over here.
Mm-hmm. You know, yep.
Well said.
Have you ever thought about becoming a motivational speaker? Someone should talk to you about that. You're very good. I really love your Excellent. Passion coming through. Thanks for this. Okay, so listen, I want to get the audience gets a perspective of how you can benefit them also. So Cornelia came up with an app, and this is for conscious business people. It's really cutting edge. It's way ahead of the curve. And if you go to ascendedmasters.store, you're going to see it, and you're going to see like a whole, her presentation specifically on the app. So that's pretty cool on that. I also want to know CorneliaStephanie.com, when people do go there, what experience would you like for them to get when they're on that site? You know, what journey would you like for them to take there, and how the areas that you feel like, hey, you know, this is what you should reach out to me for?
Well, the best thing that people should do, honestly, is, you know, you can go to the website, but really it's like people don't care about websites. I just want to say that really go download the app. So everybody go to the app store, go to the app store, or if you have an Android phone, go to the Play Store and download KS Media Group app. And once you download that app, what you're going to do is you're going to click on you're going to download the app, create your free account. It's a free account. You're going to get a free ebook. And then what you're going to see there is you're going to see a part where it says directories. And then you're going to click on directories, and then you're going to click on resources. And once you click on resources, I'm right there at the top. And then I'm actually inviting you right there with a few words on how to get involved with nice. My.
Isn't that pretty cool? Business.
That is wonderful.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, that's
excellent.
Very cutting edge, right? Yeah. So I mean, it's definitely.
You guys are you guys are going to be featured in there. So as soon as Jay and I continue on working together, getting your guys' words in here, you guys are going to be in here, because I've got the world's best entrepreneurs. We're talking 5D consciousness people that are living, that are showing up for who they are. But you guys are going to be listed in here. But you know, go there and look at all the ways that you can get involved with me. If you're a conscious entrepreneur, and if you're a business owner, and if you're a woman or a man, and you want to grow your brand with video marketing, audio marketing, I specialize in helping people with their podcasts, getting them started there. And that's it's not to break the bank at all. It is really to get you started and then show you how to do it. And so that's one part. And then with the app now that we have, it's a fabulous resource. There's an unlimited supply. There's unlimited consciousness. I'm a visionary. There's unlimited ways that we can go about this. And don't stop yourself from living your prosperity now. You know, as a person, what it has felt like to be in poverty with limited resources, limited funds, limitations, and all the things. And honestly, the poverty program is part of the slavery program. It's part of the old, it kept us fighting the lies and manipulations so that you can stay true to religious spiritual vows that you made a long time ago that you most likely aren't, they're not even true for you anymore. They're not even
relevant to you. I love it. So you want the prosperity plan or the poverty plan? The
poverty plan. So
that's really what it boils down to.
Everybody, I invite you to visit our good friend Cornelia. The description to how to connect in the app will be in the description below, plus her website links below. And if you want to contact her, all of her contact information will be there, and let her know, of course, yes, that her good friends from Spiritually Raw sent you. Yes. So Cornelia, Soul Sister, thank you very much for your service. That's a lot of energy that you're sharing with us today. And that takes a lot. All we have is someone's life journey to be able to help us throughout our life journey. So much love, and thank you for sharing that.
Thank you
so
much. It's really
good stuff. Thank you, everybody, for having us in your home, as you always do. It's always great to hang out with you, and we will be seeing you next time.
And thank you so much. Together, we are turning the universal key to global harmony and creating, I think I'm going to change it, and creating a prosperous new world.
You just did.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks, and God bless Patriots worldwide.
Hi, everybody. April and Jay here from Spiritually Raw. Welcome to Spiritually Raw Secrets to Broadcasting Riches. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you guys put this course together? Well, this is truly a compilation of all of our experiences, our ups, our downs, our pitfalls, what's worked, what hasn't worked over the past 10 years. And the number one question that we continually get literally to this day is, how are you guys making money broadcasting? So we figured we'd put together a course, because there's no better time than right now for everyone to get off the bleachers and start speaking to help raise the vibration of the planet. So we put together a course that is so easy to follow, but not only is it very easy to follow and it's our experiences, but in the course, you're going to meet actually 10 other people that took it along with us. They are in the journey. You're going to hear about their wins, their losses, their successes, their pitfalls, and what's preventing them or has prevented them from making money in the media world.
So in addition to that, we also understand the fact that we wanted to bring this element to the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches to you. So for those of you who are very serious about saying, okay, I need to give this a go. I got a voice out there. It's time for me to let that voice loose and share my truth with people. And you also need to know, okay, well, how do I do this so I can support my family and make a business out of this, right? So we also tie in the spiritual aspect of it. So in the course, you will learn the specific steps that April and I use that we connect with at a divine level to get that inspiration that really fuels us on a day-to-day basis, that really gives us the creativity we need, that gives us the direction we need, and really also taps us into our future selves to give us the roadmap so we know that we know with predictability what the outcome of these are going to look like. And you will get that same essence and same feeling as we go through this together.
Now, this course is for everyone. If you're a beginner and you have absolutely no idea where to start, or you've been at it could be for months or years and you're not gaining any financial traction. The easiest way to get to where you want to be is find people or a mentor or experts in the area that you are looking to become an expert in and model what they're doing and model what they've done in the past. And this is exactly verbatim what we have done in this master course.
We've done this for 10 years. We've taken a lot of that out of the way for you. So you don't have to go through that same journey that we have. Okay. You can just go right there, pass, go, collect your $200 and hopefully a lot more out of it. Cut out all the fat and everything that comes along with it. This is a really great time. Right now, we need people out there. We need people out there that are expressing their voices, because as you know, this is what your truth is, what will raise the vibration of the planet. And if we can collectively raise this vibration together, we are going to manifest everything that we're hearing out there. And so do your part. If this is on your radar right now to have your own show, to continue your own show and really give it a blast off, take this course. You really want to take this course because it will give you every specific step that you need. And if you like our style, which you know you probably are right now because you're watching it, and much love and thank you for that, then just, we're sharing everything with you. We're putting it all out there for you. So click on the link below.
You know what though?
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it. Forget about everything we just said. All you have to do is go down and watch all the testimonials of the people that have already taken the course. And then make your own decision from there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the testimonials, click the link, and away you go. Much love to each and every one of you, and many blessings.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.